Unit 2. Extra Listening. Page 19. Traveling with Teenagers. You are going to hear a radio program about planning holidays with teenagers. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Hello, this is Jack Jones, and welcome to our morning show. Today, our program will focus on planning your holiday. Our guest is Amy Williams, travel agent and author of the book, Tips for Traveling with Teens. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Jack.
So, Amy, why did you write a book about traveling with teens? Surely travelling with young children must be harder for parents.
Well, young children are usually very happy to go away on holiday with their parents. They're easy to please, and many holiday sites are equipped with activities for them. Teenagers, on the other hand, are not always so thrilled about family holidays. I've got three teenagers myself, so I know how difficult it is to plan a holiday together. Over the years, though, I've learned how to organise successful family trips, so I decided to write the book to help other families enjoy their time together.
I'm sure that our listeners will be happy to hear some of your tips, Amy. What do you think is the first and most important thing when planning a holiday?
Well, I think it's very important that teens are part of the planning process. They're less likely to argue if they've had a say in choosing the location. If you choose to travel to a foreign country, it's worthwhile spending some time with your teens, looking up the culture and tourist sites. You might also let them help to organise the meals, or have them find out about the local food, or select the restaurants they would like to go to.
Those all sound like good ideas. But what about the financial aspect of travelling? Should teens be involved in that too?
Money is always a stressful topic. You have to make sure that your teens know that there's a budget for the trip. I always advise parents to tell their teenagers how much money they're allowed to spend. It helps to give them an allowance so that they can manage their own expenses. You might even suggest to them that if they stay within the budget, they can use the money after the holiday.
So far, you've spoken of how to prepare for a holiday. But what about tips for keeping teens interested during the holiday?
I'm glad you brought that up. I think that every member of the family should be assigned a responsibility. Try to keep your teen's interests in mind. If he or she likes taking photos, put them in charge of taking pictures. If they like writing, ask them to keep a diary of your adventures. Some teens like reading maps, so they can help you stay on the route you planned.
What about mobile phones? I know my son would be so busy sending text messages to his friends that he'd miss seeing some of the places.
That's a good point, Jack. However, teens and technology are a fact of life today, so in my opinion, there's no point in fighting it. It's best to make using mobile phones or MP4 players a part of your holiday. You might want to make sure that all your holiday sites have got internet connections so your teens can stay in touch with their friends.
Should you plan for the teenagers to have some time to themselves? After all, they're not used to spending all their free time with their parents.
Certainly. Everyone needs to have some me time. You might suggest that they go out to a film or give them a night off from the family. You should also take time away from the kids. Remember, you are on holiday too. Another important tip is not to always start your day early in the morning. If your teens are tired, they're more likely to disagree with your holiday plans. Teens like sleeping, so plan a few late days to keep them happy.
Well, we're almost out of time. Do you have any final pieces of advice, Amy?
Yes. Having a plan will help you enjoy your holiday, but be ready to be flexible too. Travelling as a family is always full of surprises, so be willing to make changes to the plans if necessary.
Thank you, Amy, for being with us today. You can find more of Amy's tips for travelling with teens in her new book or on our website.